Actually, there's a couple of texts coming through too. You okay after that storm over in Perth last night?
Very hairy last night. Was it? The game got called off for 15 minutes. The lightning was, I agreed with the decision to come off the ground.
Did you agree with the decision of some of the fans there watching to put up their umbrellas? What the hell were they doing?
So they go, let's go down to Matthew Pappy. He goes, oh, yeah, no, it's dangerous. And you could see the lightning. It was. So the players come off and then we got a shot of the crowd and they're all popping their umbrellas up. Lightning rods.
It's a great effort of yours, though, to get on that red eye last night and come back to work this morning. A lot of people are applauding you for your devotion to the program.
Thank you, Timmy. Thank you, Tim Watson.
That's a big storm there, wasn't it, last night?
What about your Bombers were good, by the way. We'll have a chat. We mightn't have much of a chance to chat about that, given the way the lineup set up, but they were good. I was really impressed with what they did last night. The West Coast are going to be good again. What about the facilities? That's their training facility, the West Coast.
Yeah, so they've got two grounds side by side, different dimensions, yes?
Yep.
And then they've got that great big indoor facility there that they went into when lightning interrupted play.
One stage, I believe, they're thinking of moving the game indoors.
It's big, isn't it?
It is enormous.
It's like a hangar.
So good on them. They've got great facilities. They're very powerful and well-resourced footy clubs. So. And Tim Kelly. Speaking of being well-resourced.
Well, I only watched the first half because I needed to go to bed, but I thought he was pretty quiet. And then I said to you this morning, oh, Tim Kelly was struggling. He said, well, hang on, you didn't see the second half, Wes. Yeah,
he lit it up in the second half. He had 13 in the third quarter and finished off really strongly.
If you saw the game, did you spot anyone last night? Did you spot somebody out of the corner of your eye you thought, I don't mind what I'm seeing here. I haven't seen a lot of it, but I don't mind what I'm seeing.
Spotted plenty for the Bombers. Phillips in the ruck. He's a competitor, Tim.
Yep. It was a
Hams and Ridley were really good. Snelling, you know, these are all your sort of lesser lights. And then your A grade midfield. Andy McGrath went into the centre bounce at the start of the game and had five clearances in the first, I don't know, 10 minutes, and kept going. He had a wonderful night. Shield was good. Merritt was good. And I think your most important player is Devon Smith.
Yeah.
Not because of what
he did last year.
What he does with the ball is great, but it's just his manner. He's into everyone. He's yappy. I think he gives them some self-belief and confidence. So
he's a busy bee too, isn't he? Yeah. The other thing though, their shape that they kept and the way that they're able to defend even after turnover, that sort of stuff. So
yeah, and that's the thing that.
It looked more organised.
Yeah, footy nerds.
You were there. You were able to see it down the ground and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a bit different when you can see more organised for you. Well, we know that Essendon love to charge off the halfback line, you know, and that was great, but it wasn't sustainable because as soon as it got turned over, they had no protection, but they were so well balanced behind the footy and their midfields work back to it is one game and one game only.
Of course.
But I liked what I saw.
Of course, but you know what?
Ben Rutten did all the talking.
It's actually important.
It is.
It is really important. I was talking to some people yesterday because there's a whole group of fans, and this applies to every club in the competition. You just wait to see what your team's going to put out on the park early in the season through this March series. And then you get excited by what you see or you get disappointed by what you see, and you may read too much into it based on that. But I think Essendon fans would have come away from that game last night and thought, hang on a minute. You know, we're going to be okay this season. We're going to be all right.
I think so as well. Now, it may last only 1 week, but it is great. Morris is on the road. G'day, Morris.
Good morning, gentlemen. First things first, I'll be watching the game tonight. It's a great cause.
Good on you, Morris.
But in the famous words of the late, great Bobby Davis, fair dinkum, unbelievable what they're wearing, the Allies there. But the only thing missing was them walking around there with a tennis racket.
Yeah, I guess. Spot on, Morris.
Yeah.
It looks like a group of 20 Rafa Nadals out there yesterday when I was watching.
That's exactly what they look like, Morris. Give Morris a prize, Tim. What do you got
What would you like me to give him?
What about an AFL 2020 season guide?
How would you like one of those, Morris?
That would be lovely.
Oh, I'll tell you what else we'll give Morris. Mm-hmm. Some all-day socks by Underworks.
My word, because he says they've got to pull their socks up.
I've got my all-day socks on. Have you got yours on? They're a very nice sock.
I haven't got them on today. Had them on last night.
Did Mosquito play in the second half? Thanks, Morris.
Irv came on and did some very exciting things in the second half.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He kicked a goal. He tackled Tim Kelly and got a free kick, chased him down, tackled him. He did some exciting things.
Well, did he play with a smile on his face?
Yep. He looks big. Was he a slight lad when he arrived?
Oh, really slight.
Oh, no. Well, he looks... No, I'm not joking here.
Are we talking about the same
bloke?
He looks
genuinely big. Like, filled out, muscle, like Mozzie. Bulked up. Like, it looks like a Mozzie that's had a good feed. No, not fat, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Well, he's not going to be fat.
No.
He's a slight
but
build.
I don't want people to take that the wrong way. He looked like he's had a really good summer in the gym, and he looked ready to play.
Look, there's three texts that have come straight through about Mozzie. Like the look of him. He looks promising. Penning him in for round one.
That's right. Look at that. Look at all the little Mozzies that are coming through.
Hey, Bailey Williams looked all right too, didn't he, for the West Coast
Eagles? Bailey Williams.
Is that true, that story, that okay, he can jump higher than Nick Nat?
So someone said that, right? And then I'm going, oh, yeah, sure. And then next minute my phone went bip, bip, bip with a person that would know. And apparently the testing says yes. So he looked okay too.
So he's got
five ruckman play last night at West Coast.
Five. He's got a better leap than Nick Nat.
Apparently. Yeah, yes, reportedly.
This after Nick Nat's three knee reconstructions or before?
Tim, don't be such a skeptic or a cynic. That's what's been reported and it was confirmed, so that's exciting.